the winning sound of Network Sports.
And a very pleasant good evening to you, and welcome to another very special edition of Mason and Guests, heard on Voice of Barbados. You can call us at 424-1790. You can send us a WhatsApp at 253-4679 or an email at cricketmason@yahoo.com. Mason and Guests is brought to you in association with our very good friends at Barbados Lottery, promoting youth sport and culture.
Hey, look at you stepping out in a designer dress and brand new shoes.
Well, I step up my winnings with Red Hot and Wild Nines.
It's the new Red Hot and Wild Nines. $10 instant scratch ticket from the Barbados Lottery with over $900,000 in cash prizes and 20 chances to win with a top prize of $100,000.
So you play Red Hot and Wild Nines yet?
Yes, but I didn't get new shoes like you.
Why not?
Because I'm not walking.
Step up your winnings with the new Red Hot and Wild Nines instant scratch ticket from the Barbados Lottery.
All right, the West Indies team in Bangladesh, yes, they are very much there. They had their COVID tests. Everybody okay? No positives at all in that area. We don't want that at all. And they're getting ready for battle against Bangladesh. And we want to focus on that. The question we're asking from Kingston, Jamaica to Nelson Street in Barbados: can the West Indies beat Bangladesh? The big guns are not there. We heard Jason Holder only today saying that he's tired and all that. Yet he's playing. And I also found an interesting piece that he said too, thanks to our good friend there, Barry Wilkinson of the Line of Length Network. He said he had a little bit of a challenge there with the pay cut. And I found that rather interesting. But I know that the West Indies board there in terms of salaries, no longer 50% cut, everybody getting what they're due. So we're going to look at that this evening. But before we go any further, we've lost Vivian Latty-Scott, who, as you know, is an icon from Jamaica, one of the first female cricketers that would have played for the West Indies. And I had a chance when I first started as a commentator to do some work with Vivian Latty-Scott. In fact, she was doing comments. I know that there was a lot of talk about Donna Simmons actually starting, but of course it was ball by ball then. She did comments, and really and truly she did a good job. There's no doubt about that. A lot of work in Jamaica, and may she rest in peace. And certainly when we look at Vivian Latty-Scott, really an icon in West Indies cricket. Without any further ado, let me say a Happy New Year to Tony Gray, who's looking very gray, Tony. You're living up to your name. I don't see any black anymore in your beard. What's gone wrong? Hello to you, my friend. Nice to see you. Happy New Year. Turn your microphone on. Do we have to tell you that every time you come on, Tony? Good evening to you. We want to hear you. From Kingston to Nelson Street.
Yes, good evening to you, Andrew.
We are now hearing you, Tony.
Everyone, and all the best for New Year.
Yes, indeed. All right. So how have you done? How was Christmas for you and the New Year? Making some resolutions to lose some weight? Because the last time I saw you, you looked a little fat to me.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly that. You know, I've gone on a no-meat diet, and I'm training now. I'm doing some early morning walks like you, Andrew.
Yes, I am. In fact, I decided only yesterday to go on a diet, really, because, you know, as you get a bit older, you tend to put on those pounds. And I jog every morning. I like my very good friend, Dr. Ford, who would toot at me when I'm jogging on a Sunday morning. Doc, it's nice to see you. So we've got a great combination this evening to start the show. Of course, we're talking about Tony Gray and Dr. Ford. Hello, Doctor. Nice to see you.
Hi, good night, Andrew and Tony, and good night to the listeners. It's great to be alive during the perilous COVID time. And you guys are looking well. I'm happy to hear your resolution to lose some weight. Keep the weight in check.
I like that one, Doc. Yes, indeed. And of course, I've got to be happy because, in fact, I barely got to the studio in time because Man United were involved in a game against Burnley and they won 1-0. So it means that Man United have now opened up a little bit of a gap, 2 points at the top. Larry Mayer is my producer here. He's very much a Man United man. And they tell me that Tony, you support West Brom?
No. I support Chelsea.
Chelsea.
Always been a Chelsea man.
All right. Well, we're going to have a Trinidadian connection because the legendary Derek Murray has joined us as well. I think he's in Jamaica. Are you in Jamaica? I know that you took up a post in there, of course, for your government. Good evening to you, Derek. How are you? Derek?
Derek's muted.
Derek, are you muted? We want to hear you. Hello, Derek. How are you? All right. We're going to just try and solve that little problem there. But he's very much on Zoom. Hello, Derek. Are you hearing us?
Hello.
Yes. All right. We're hearing you. A happy New Year to you, Derek. How are you?
Happy New Year and good evening to all your viewers and listeners. Mm-hmm. Andrew,
right.
Good to be here. I'm still in Jamaica.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I am a Tottenham Hotspur supporter. So
you are?
I hope I don't hear any comments about West Brom and Chelsea.
Well, Tottenham, you've done pretty well so far. We want to congratulate you. Let's look at the cricket now. But first of all, before we go any further, how are you coping there in Jamaica with COVID? Lots of cases there. Derek, how are you coping?
Yeah, there are. There are lots all over the world, really. Mm-hmm. And we have to be very careful. I'm taking the restrictions very seriously. I try to observe all the protocols, as I usually do, have been all through. You know, it's good to be around still and still have a say in what's happening. So, yeah. So, my wife and I are here. Mm-hmm. We could be in a lot worse places, and we are trying to observe the protocols and stay safe.
All right. Before we look at that Bangladesh West Indies series, a couple of things would have happened. We note that Romarius Shepherd, well, he tested positive. We had a change of obviously couldn't go. Keon Hardin, certainly very much on the side. But Derek, a lot of the top players are not going, Jason Holt and company. Are you disappointed that that has happened?
You're always disappointed, when, there are players who you think should be on the tour and they're not. But the way I look at these things, Andrew, is that at the moment, we have to assume that this team going to Bangladesh is the best West Indies team available.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're always going to argue about who should have been in and who shouldn't, etc. But we got to get behind the boys. This is who represent us, and therefore we need to give them full support, and we need them to come out at least with hell high. This is West Indies cricket is going on trial again. We didn't come out of England too well. We didn't come out of New Zealand too well. Of course, we expected that. But whoever is going to the Bangladesh need to ensure that we are competitive with Bangladesh. We want to beat Bangladesh. They are in the lower echelons of the world rankings with us. And therefore, we need to be able to win this series.
Mm. Just before we go to Tony, but deep down inside, when you look at the side with the big guns out, do you think we've got the material, Derek Murray, to beat Bangladesh? They're tough at home.
They will be tough at home, and the boys are going to be up against it. All things being equal, you look at the record of the Bangladesh players, you look at the record of the West Indian players, and you think that, they're going to be on a hiding to nothing. But if I were to say anything to those players who are going, it's, look, guys, you've got nothing to lose. You are going there. You build a reputation for yourself. You establish a place for yourself in the team. And when the so-called big boys are available again, they can't move you if you have made 100, if you've got 5 wickets in this store, you're in the next team, regardless of who else is in. So go for it. Enjoy it for what it is. It's difficult. It's difficult anywhere under COVID conditions. It's going to be difficult in Bangladesh conditions. But this is your opportunity. You make the most of it.
Mm-hmm. Tony, your reaction?
Yeah, I think that Derek put it the right way. And good evening to you, Derek. It's nice to hear your voice again. You have made an indelible contribution to West Indies cricket and somebody I looked up to all of the times. I think it's going to be very difficult in Bangladesh, primarily because of the conditions there. They are going to come with a team full with spinners, and we struggle against spin. We struggle against spinner here in the Caribbean, and pitches don't turn prodigiously at all, and our spinners don't turn the ball a lot. But our spinners have been very prominent in the regional cricket because of their consistency. When you look at the skill level of our batsmen, we don't use our feet to watch the pitch of the ball, so we don't push back the spinners. We don't employ the sweep shot. So we don't have the combative shots against the spin. But as Derek rightly said, the pressure is going to be off our young players because nobody really expects them to perform well in Bangladesh, because Bangladesh has always really been competitive and successful in their conditions. And, you know, the players are not under pressure at all. So maybe we can get some stars, this young team that is going to represent us in trying condition.
Mm. Doc, any questions?
Okay, good night. Tony, we're at number 8 in the Test Championship thus far, and Bangladesh is at number 9. But Bangladesh, as you mentioned, are the favorites, and we are the underdogs. Are there any players within the West Indies squad, this new look squad, that you look forward to making a mark and, you know, coming up trumps while they're on the tour?
Mm. What's that word, Doc? Trumps?
Well, I'll pinpoint Blackwood. I think that what Blackwood did in England showed emphatically that you had to be positive as a batsman. In fact, I was asked a question before that the English tour started, who were the batsmen that I thought would perform well, and I said Blackwood, mainly because he has a clarity of mind. He's not perturbed by any opposition, and he played well also in New Zealand, got a century on that trip. So I expect him to perform well. I think that Joshua De Silva is an excellent young player. He would have come from a country, Trinidad and Tobago, who has have a host of spin bowlers and different types of spin bowlers over the years. And he is one suited for those low pitches, those turning pitches. So I think that you know, both him and Blackwood would come up trumps. But, you know, I look forward to Alvari Joseph. I think that Alvari Joseph has had a rich history of doing well in Bangladeshi conditions. Remember, we won the Under-19 World Cup there, and he bowled really fast. So yep. I want to see him perform well and get amongst the wickets.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Derek now. Just before you come in, just want to ask Derek, just hold your question, Doc. Josh De Silva, I mean, you're Trinidadian, I should know the young man. What's your view on Josh De Silva, Derek?
Josh works extremely hard at his game. He really has, since he came into the Queen's Park Cricket Club team, really worked hard at his game. He trains extremely hard. He works hard. And his approach is going to be very single-minded and dedicated towards doing well. This is an opportunity for him. He got a taste and some good results in New Zealand in his debut test match. So he's got it all to work for. But again, I also look at some of the other players, Andrew, who over time may feel that they have not really got a break. So yes, we know what Gabriel and Roach can do. We see the promise in Alzari Joseph. But I look at somebody like Pamol, and I think, you know, look at how consistent he has been in our domestic competitions over the years and not really established himself. This is an opportunity for him as well to come into his own, to get some wickets. And again, it's turning wickets, so he should be used to that. But there are, as I say, each one of the players in the team has an opportunity to take responsibility for saying, look, I'm part of this team. this team is going to come and confound all the crickets. We are going to beat Bangladesh in Bangladesh. And that's the attitude they have to go with. Each one has to work hard, take personal responsibility for whatever role he has to play at any particular time during the series, and do that to the best of his ability. And again, working as a team is going to be key. Now, we have a lot of baggage around the team, that it hasn't been doing well, why it hasn't been doing well, etc. So there are going to be those pressures on the players, but I think they've got to put that aside and be very positive and take this as a great opportunity going forward.
Mm-hmm. Just before you come in again, Doc, we found Romario Shepherd, who is, of course, I believe, in Burbese. He's going to be with us for just a couple of minutes. First of all, Happy New Year to you, Romario. How are you doing?
I'm good, same to you.
Yeah, good. Okay, good. All right. Are you fully recovered now? We know that you had the problem with COVID. Are you fully recovered now?
Yes, I'm fully recovered now. Actually, today, the Ministry of Health actually up my isolation. So it's been 10 days, so I'm good now to go to the house and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. How was the experience? Derek Murray, I'm sure you want to hear this. And, of course, Tony Gray. How was that experience, though, for you, Romario?
Well, at first, I was thinking about it a lot, you know, when I first got the news that I'm positive, you know. But after then, I had no sickness, mm-hmm. No symptoms or nothing for the COVID. So I haven't experienced, like, you know, some people had the experience with COVID.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I see. Well, I know, Doc, you would want to ask Romero a couple of questions. He's going to be with us for just a short while. So just hold your horses a bit, Tony and Derek, whether it's important to speak to him. Doc, any question for Romario?
Mario, your family, and what are the arrangements for quarantine like in Guyana?
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, you know, I was home. I slid away from the family for 10 days. So I was staying upstairs, everything that I needed at the call for it and stuff like that for them to, like, bring it up to me. I couldn't come downstairs and stuff like that.
Mm.
Did you have any of the symptoms, not being able to taste or smell, or mm-hmm. any coughing or any of the fever, any symptoms at all?
Well, you know, the funny thing about it, I had no symptoms.
No symptoms, okay.
Funny feelings in my mouth, no cough, no sneezing, not even a loss of appetite. You know, I was normal ritual those the past 10 days, so I think I'm fully recovered. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Romario, what's your plan now that you're COVID-free? What are your plans? You can't make the tour, but what are the cricketing plans? I heard you're involved in some developmental cricket at home. Will you be able to go back to concentrate on that until you yourself start back playing the game? Did you hear me, Romario?
Well, for me, actually, now it's just focusing on this fifth tournament that is coming up, which mm-hmm. is starting on the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
So the Guyana Jaguar already started preparation, you know. Actually, I started training with the Jaguar team. And, you know, when I tested positive, you know, all the guys had to go on isolation too with me. So today, I think everyone is up. So I think the team starts training back from tomorrow, mm-hmm. I think. So that's preparation for the upcoming regional Super 50 tournament, and also with the development of youth cricket team Burbese. You know, the president has reached out to me and asked me if I can actually sponsor this under-13 tournament. You know, with that, you know, you can, whenever you get a chance to give a helping hand to the youth, mm-hmm. you have mm-hmm. to actually just give it if you can, and that's what I did.
Mm-hmm. I see. Interesting. Derek, what, just before you come in again, Doc, Derek, what would you say to a young man? Here is a promising cricketer I mean, we've seen him, good fast bowler, like him as a batsman. I think Romario should concentrate a lot more on your batting. I saw you a couple of years at Kensington and I was very sweet on you, and I think that you've got all the ingredients to play in all the formats of the game. But Derek, I mean, what do you say to someone like Romario, who's gone through that horrible experience of getting COVID?
Well, it is a difficult experience. I hope I never have that experience. Mm-hmm. But it's one of the setbacks that you have. And I know that for a chap who is looking forward to going on a tour with the West Indies team and then has that taken away from him, is going to feel very, very disappointed. But he's got to look at it as, look, this is an opportunity for me to go back to the drawing board, get fit physically, and look at my game. Where can I improve? How mm-hmm. can I be a better fast bowler? How can I be a better batsman? How can I do some more fielding? And actually go back and think, you know what? When I get back into competitive cricket in a month's time or 3 months' time or whenever, I am going to be a better cricketer than I am now. And I can use this time to analyze my own game, to work a little harder on the things that I really know I should be working hard at. And when you get the opportunity again, just make sure you're a better cricketer then than you would have been now.
Very,
good luck, young man.
Very, very sound advice to you.
Thank you, Mr. Murray. You know, I'm really thankful for that little speech here, you know, Mr. Murray. I really appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
And it's so and it's so nice for him to say Mr. Murray. I don't know if he's going to say Mr. Gray. Tony, what advice do you have for the young man? I mean, he's gone through such a terrible experience. Tony, what are you going to say to Romario?
Yes, it's obviously very disappointing that you're not on the tour. But if you look at the great sportsmen in our generation and way back, they've always gone through adversity. And one of the greatest things about adversity is a great opportunity for you to grow. Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan, for example, he had some serious ankle injuries very early in the piece, and he became the best basketball player of all time. So we've all gone through adversity. And, you know, I think that you have the mental strength. You've shown the capacity to improve. You made a brilliant century in one of those practice games in New Zealand in trying condition, because it is abnormal conditions to watch you're accustomed playing in. So you have the ability to improve. And I agree fully with Mr. Morin that you have the opportunity now to go and work really hard. You're physically strong. You're bowling quite well, especially the death. I think that we're going to miss you somewhat in Bangladesh. But I think that you have improved very well over the years, and you just have to keep going. Mm-hmm. Good luck, and God be with you.
Wonderful. Doc, I know you want to continue.
Great. I don't know if you remember mm-hmm. Reaching me in 2012 at the Queen's Park Oval. There was a tournament there, and you told me that you want to see me in a guy in the team, and about 2 years after, I was in a guy in the team. So I don't know if you remember telling me that.
Yes.
I saw real pace and saw that physical side that you had.
Yes.
And you worked very hard, and I'm very impressed. Mm-hmm. And as, you know, Andrew Mason said, Mr. Mason.
Yes.
That you need to concentrate on your batting.
Yes, I think so. I think okay. I think you're much better batsman than you know. Right. Doc, any further questions for Romario before he goes? We don't want to keep him too much longer. Anything you want to say to him?
Okay. Without naming any names, if there are any to be named, are there any other Guyanese cricketers or their families that have been affected by the COVID-19?
No, actually, I'm the first.
I'm
the Guyanese to be just positive. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was bad to be the first at the wrong time.
Just before you go, you're from Burbies, huh? What part of Burbies are you from, Romario?
I'm actually from New Amsterdam.
New Amsterdam, okay.
5 minute drive away from Shimran.
Okay, yeah, so okay,
both
wonderful.
Close to each other.
Mm-hmm. And a big family, Romario? Yeah. Big family, mom and lots of brothers and sisters?
Actually, I have three brothers.
Oh, you have three brothers? Okay, any sisters?
Yeah. No sisters.
No sisters. All right. All right. Well, we won't want to keep you too much longer. I'm very happy that you actually came and talked to us. And you were saying, and I'm very happy for you because you're actually sponsoring an under 13 competition. So you do understand the importance of giving back to the community. Let's speak about that before you go. You're sponsoring that under 13 competition, Romario.
Yes, I am. You know, I'm coming up as a youth. You know, you want to play much cricket as possible. You know, if I was working, you know, a guy can actually have a tournament sponsor for me, I'd be grateful and very thankful. So for me, it's just looking back at that kind of scenario, and whenever the president had called me, I could not refuse that, you know, that I'm sponsoring an 13, you know, development grassroots cricket for us here.
That's wonderful indeed, no doubt about that. I'm very, very happy for you. We want to thank you for coming. Just before you go, my final question to you, what do you have to say to the West Indies side? You're not there. You were supposed to be part of the team, but we all know what happened to you. What do you have to say to the guys who just recently arrived in Bangladesh, Romario, before you go?
Well, you know, I'm just go there and give it the best shot, you know. We cannot fault you if you give your best, but you don't want, you know, like no one going out there and giving 50%. Give your 100% in everything that you do, whether you're batting, bowling, or field.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just go there and give it your all. If you lose, well, you must say that I've given my best.
Mm-hmm. I think those are wonderful words. Thanks, Romario. You promised that we're going to just spend a couple of minutes with you. We really appreciate your time. And I know you're a strong man. I really like you as a cricketer. And I feel that you're going to have a very, very, very bright career. And we want to thank you and keep growing that beard. And it's black, unlike Tony Gray's, which is now gray, living up to his name. Thank you, Romario Separate there in New Amsterdam in Burbies.
Thank you.
All right. Wonderful. Thanks very much indeed. Well, we still got Derek Murray with us. We're not going to hold you too much longer, Derek. I know that you are, of course, not as young as you used to be, and you want to be in your bed pretty soon. But just before you go, Derek, deep down inside, I mean, we are West Indians. The site has not done well in a long, long time. What is that crystal ball saying to you? Jason Hole is not there. Some of the big players are not there. What do you think? Do you think deep down inside, Derek Murray, that we can win this? Derek?
I am an eternal optimist, and I want to leave the players with words of encouragement,
sure,
that they can win the series, both the one days and the test matches.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. All
whether
right.
it happens or not,
mm-hmm.
I think what we need to really look at as well, Andrew,
mm-hmm.
is the state of West Indies cricket all around.
Okay.
Doc mm-hmm. said a moment ago that we are at number 8, Bangladesh is at number 9. That's the scope of the series at the moment. That's the context in which the series is. So let's not fool ourselves. While this tournament is going on in Bangladesh, people at home, and I'm talking now about the cricket people, need to take a serious look at the structures that form West Indies cricket. Structures from schools cricket, boys and girls. The girls are doing reasonably well at the moment, but we need to have that structure from primary school level right the way to elite level. That is shaky at the moment. It has been for quite a number of years in West Indies cricket. So let's not look at what some people do on the field and think that that's going to paper over anything else that happens. We need to take a long, serious look at West Indies cricket. Some people have to make some serious decisions, give up positions, etc., whatever. We need to start thinking above all the state of West Indies cricket. And we need to have something in place that our domestic cricket at all levels is strong enough to sustain a team that can move from number 8 or number 9 or wherever we are in all formats of the game, and be at the top. 1, 2, 3, where West Indies cricket belongs. And that has to be the guiding principle on which all of us make decisions and assess what is happening in West Indies cricket. Anything less than that is detrimental to our own well-being as a cricketing nation.
Mm-hmm. Well, Derek, I want to thank you very much indeed for coming through and talking to us. Certainly words of wisdom there. And we want to wish you a happy new year. And of course, we also want to, certainly hoping that you be careful, because these are very trying times indeed in terms of COVID, and enjoy the rest of your evening, Derek Murray.
Thank you very much. And I just want to say I'm very chastened by the profuse use of the Mr. to my title. It wasn't so long ago that Mr. Murray would have been referring to my father, you know. But thank you for having me.
All right. Well,
and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And let's hope it's a great year for West Indies cricket. Thank you very
Thank you. Well, Tony Gray just sent me a note and said he's going to speak to the resting Dr. Keith Rowley, so it's not going to be Mr. Anymore, but that title is going to be the highest there in Trinidad and Tobago. All right. Thanks to you, Derek Murray, for coming and talking to us. We want to thank Romario Shepherd, of course, Mason and guests doing an exclusive with him there. We're joined now by the great man from Antigua and Barbuda. But before we come to Sir Andy Roberts, we're also going to be talking to Roland Holt as well. We're going to pause for a business cause. Mason and guests is brought to an association with our very good friends at Barbados Lottery, promoting youth sport and culture.